Now, the Organization of Islamic Cooperation has called on the UN Security Council to act and stop Israeli attacks on the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound and violation of the holy site. The OIC Secretary General Iyad Amin Madani says that Israel should be held accountable for consequences of continued systematic attacks on the mosque. He said the move fuels religious conflict, extremism, and instability in the region. More than 1,000 Israelis broke into the Al-Aqsa Mosque on Sunday, which ended up in violent clashes between Israeli forces and Palestinians. The move was also condemned by Jordan as a provocative act, which hurt the feelings of all Arabs and Muslims. Groups of extremist settlers backed by Israeli forces frequently force their way into the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound, which usually ends up in clashes.
Israeli forces stormed Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in East Jerusalem Al-Quds and closed its gates after eruption of clashes between Palestinian Muslim worshippers and Israeli Jewish hardliners at the holy site's compound. The violence erupted after hundreds of extremist Jews tried to force their way into the mosque and mark a Jewish holiday. Israeli soldiers fired sound bombs inside the compound and attacked Muslim worshippers. In response, the Palestinians threw stones at Israeli forces and tried to prevent them from storming into the yard of the mosque. Israeli forces arrested several Palestinians. Dozens of other worshippers suffered from suffocation due to tear gas inhalation.
Since the very early hours of the morning, the Israeli soldiers shut the gates of the Al-Aqsa Mosque. We will not allow the settlers to celebrate their holidays freely or to desecrate our Islamic sanctities. We will defend the Al-Aqsa Mosque at any cost.
Israeli military started deploying extra forces into the walled old city overnight for fear of unrest as thousands of observant Jews flocked to Al-Buraq Wall, also known by the Israelis as the Western Wall, for an annual prayer ceremony, which commemorates the anniversary of a number of disasters in Jewish history, including the destruction of the so-called First and Second Temple.
What goes on is a part of a continued policy and planned measures by this Israeli right-wing and extremist regime. The Israelis are trying to divide the complex between Muslims and Jews. Any temporal and spatial division would lead to a religious war. Tel Aviv's political and ideological policy focuses on destroying a site in order to build a temple.
Al-Aqsa Mosque witnesses frequent incursions and violations by Israeli settlers and extremists who are backed by Israeli soldiers. These raids always trigger tensions with Muslim worshippers. Palestinians insist that they will continue fighting Israel's illegal measures and will defend their sanctities by any possible means. They say it's a serious battle to preserve the Al-Aqsa Mosque and its Islamic identity, despite Tel Aviv's attempts to change the features of the holy city and the status quo of the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Mona Kandil for Press TV at Qalandia Checkpoint, Northern Occupied Jerusalem, Al-Quds.